أحسن الله إليك يا ابن صديق، بارك فيك أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. I will give you a direct answer, then after that I want you to focus with me regarding a very important menace. Why is that? It's because this is the way how we're supposed to teach and deliver da'wah. We deliver halal and haram and tarbiyah. We must raise ourselves and our brothers among the tarbiyah salafiyah. Very important. My dear brother, barakallahu fika, how we should reply and what's the correct opinion about that? First thing you must realize, akhi, barakallahu fika, the opinion of the majority of the ulama regarding the person wearing clothes below his ankles, it's not muharram, it's makruh, disliked. You understand? It's muharram if you have this kind of niyyah, the proudness, the ego. Because of the ego, it's haram, not because of the act itself. You understand? But so they use this kind of hadith and hadith of Sahih Muslim, Hayy Abdullah ibn Umar. This is Hayy Abdullah ibn Umar. You understand? They said, look, the Prophet said, Abu Bakr, you are not among them. It's okay. Because he tried his best to take it out all the time, but he keep coming down below his uncle. So the Prophet said, it's not you. Means it go back to the niyyah. This is what the Nawawi rahmahullah ta'ala said, al-Hafiz ibn Hajar and others. Then barakallahu fika, hafizakallah, and they use Hayy Abi Dharr, qala man jarra thawbahu khayyala lam yanzur Allah thalathatan la yanzur Allah ilayhim wa la yuzakkihim wa lahum 'adhaban alim, man jarra thawbahu batara khayyala. Same thing, go back to the pride. So they use this kind of hadith to make it to prove for the understanding. Then we have the other opinion for other ulama, is Allah among the Hanabila and the Shafi'i and others, and Zahiri, they said, no, it's haram in general. Doesn't matter, you have this khuyala niya or you don't have it. You have the niya of pride or no. They use hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, izarat al-mu'min fusaqi, the izar of the woman is until the half of his leg. وهكذا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن إسبال. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbid us from doing إسبال in general. So الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى وغيره, هذا مذهب شيخ الإسلام تيمية وغيره من أهله. والشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى يسيد, يعني this is show of when you combine all the evidence in this chapter, you will realize that the إسبال is haram, but it's in a two different range. You have the range, this range, it's a haram, but is not among the kabair, is when you do an isbal without the attention of the khuyala. Then, when you do the isbal with the intention of pride and ego, you drop yourself in the major sin. So we have a small sin and major sin. Small sin is when you do it, but without the attention of proudness. And when you do it with the proudness, you drop in a major sin. So it's about small sin, major sin, not about legal and illegal. Now understanding, this understanding is more clear and more the zahir al-adillah, the meaning that's showing from all the evidence in this chapter. You understand? And the situation of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the situation is different. Whoever was like Abu Bakr, he always raises, but qaddar Allah, out of his ability, he doesn't have other clothes, or he have that kind of clothes, which try he's always to grab it out of his own clothes. But what came down for him, he is not among them. He's exception. Even if it comes down for him, come down below his own clothes sometimes, because he's trying, it's considered for him is illegal and he is not included. So it's a specific situation, exception from the general mas'ala. And the evidence of that is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and he know it's a forbidden. That's why he always what? Take it up. So the Prophet, he didn't say to him, no need to take it up because you are not among them. Just leave it. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he agreed for him about this behavior. That's why he didn't correct him about it. He didn't say to him, Ya Abu Bakr, it's unnecessary. No need for you all time to try to grab your clothes to the top. So you don't be Muslim. Just you are not among them because you don't have the ego. Just leave it. The Prophet didn't say that. The Prophet said, Ya Abu Bakr, you are not among them. But he became quiet alayhi salam regarding his behavior because it's right behavior, it's his ability. You understand? لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. It's an exception. This is the Quran understanding for the whole masala. So this is the conclusion, يا أخي, in brief. And I would like to give you an adab, يا أخي, and nasiha. Now you meet a brother in your masjid, which he follow the opinion of the majority of the ulama. So majority, majority means lots of ulama, lots of Ahl Sunnah, lots of worshippers, lots of knowledgeable people, lots of reciters, lots of everything, lots. They are the majority, the most. So if you meet someone in your masjid, he follow this kind of opinion, should you boycott with him? And you tell him, ya akhi, you are not my brother anymore because you do isbal. Taqillah. You are hizbi, you are not, you are mutadi, you are out of Ahl Sunnah. Or you tell him, it's okay, akhi, no problem, mashallah, this kind of mas'ala, it's a khilafiyah, hayakallah. And you see him always wearing, you know, below his uncles, or maybe he became imam, and he wear below his own uncles, and you see him always by this way, and you consider him as a brother, and no problem, and it's a small matter. What is the correct then same behavior with those people? The answer is, depends. Tafsil. What's the tafsil? The tafsil is this kind of opinions, this kind of opinions and this kind of behavior come from two different type of people. We deal with them differently. For example, when this kind of opinion, a brother, he believe that the isbal is not muharram unless he combined with the niyyah of the proudness, like how the old Arab used to do. They like to wear long sleeves and long jubbas, and they walk with it out of ego. The isbal used to be in the hand and in the hair and in the legs, in the feet, in the ankles, out of ego and proudness because they are rich. If you have this kind of need, the person who follow this, if the behavior came from such people like that, means it's haram. Otherwise it's legal, but better if you don't do it. So you see him always like this, you know, wear it like this, and he come to the masjid always in isbal. Whoever asks me, say, ya akhi, I follow the majority of the ulama. You know what's meaning with the majority? The majority means like this, lots of this, lots of this, lots of this, lots of this. He's carrying the view like that, and he always disagree with the Ahl Sunnah. And he always look inside the masjid among the brothers like unique, like different, you know. He look ajib, you know, he always different. And whenever I ask him, he argue. You understand? You give him the hadith, you give him fatwa of the ulama, then Fulan said. No, the majority, taqillah, don't be extreme, ya akhi, don't be ghulu. Until the end. These type of people, ya akhi, they deserve advice. If there is no advice, they deserve a stick on the head. Because this kind of behavior and actions come out of a wrong principle and wrong understanding of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Wrong understanding for the khilaf among Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Do you know, ya akhi, there is no khilaf in the ulama that it is sunnah to raise your cloth. So it doesn't matter you taking the opinion of the majority or the opinion of the majority. Ya akhi, combine with your brothers and be the same like how they look like. Because in the end, it's the sunnah to raise your cloth, half your legs, and above your ankles, not below your ankles. This is ijma' consensus, even for those who they said what? It's makruh. Raise it, ya akhi, and be among Ahl Sunnah, and practice the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, izra and cloth used to be always above his ankles. It doesn't matter you say haram or makruh. Regarding practice, different theory is different, and practice is different. Why you like to disagree with your brothers? Why you like to show your brothers that you are more knowledgeable than them? Why you want to show always that your brother is extreme and you are the person who is in the middle path? This doesn't make sense. This person should be advised exactly how he understands his religion and how he practices religion. If those people they respond, alhamdulillah. If those people they don't respond, need to find solution for them. Deal with them harshly. Give them a harsh advice. Because sometimes those people is like kind of dirt in the hand, need to scrub, not to wash smoothly, need to scrub to take it off. You understand? If there is no benefit, ya akhi, these people they tend to be like a cancer in the brotherhood. They need to be cut off, akhi. Cut off, ya akhi, and relieve yourself and your brothers from the headache. And same thing them, ya akhi, Allah ta'ala, no benefit of you being with us because you just a damage, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the first part. The second part, when you see a brother totally opposite. Yes, he took the opinion of the majority regarding this matter, but you see him, mashallah, ya akhi. Yani, he looks like Ahl Sunnah in everything. And he's always with his brothers. In this matter, he took the opinion of the majority, you know, because for him it's more clear. But he still continue with them. and nothing different. So the issue is theory, in practice all of us the same, because all of us we don't follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this situation, this kind of person, he's much closer to you than a person who blind follow you. A person who's blindly follow you and doing the religion according to you only. That person is more closer to you, because this person soon or later will blind follow someone else. Because the jahil, this man, no, if he disagree with you with one, he gonna agree with you with 10. Because your principle is one, follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grab it hard, follow the path of the ulama. So if he disagree with you with one masala, he gonna agree with you with 10 masail. But the blind follower, no, he gonna agree with you with everything, or gonna disagree with you with everything out of ignorance. Which one is closer to you? You understand? So you need to balance regarding how you deal with your brothers regarding this matter. How you deal with the Muslims regarding this matter. You understand? And this is the meaning of khilaf sa'i or khilaf ghair sa'i. The mas'al is not general. You need tafsil. And we know our brotherhood, how should be built among us. If you want a brother that agree with you 100% with everything, impossible to find a brother. You're going to live always alone. You understand? No, the brother means the brother, he is with you in the principle that you believe on it. But how you practice it, sometimes he agrees, sometimes he disagrees, that it doesn't affect. The main thing, all of you is what? Is the same in these kind of main principles. And the khilaf among you always is a real khilaf, it's not a permanent khilaf between you and them. This is the brotherhood, ya akhi. This is the brother of the companions, the brotherhood of the salaf. Ya akhi, go and read the stories of Malik and Al-Layth. Go read the story, akhi, of Malik Muhammad Ishaq. Go read the stories of Ahmad al-Shafi'i, rahmahullah ta'ala. Go read the story of al-Shafi'i and Abu Yusuf. None others, ya akhi, subhanallah. This is a very famous story regarding how we should deal with the khilaf among us. And here, I said to you, we need tarbiyah salafiyya. We need tarbiyah salafiyya. It's not benefit for you to go to dars and then halal, haram, halal, haram, and go back home. No, you need to go to dars and then halal, halal, and haram, halal, and haram. And at the same time, how you should to be and how you should react toward this halal and haram among your brothers. You understand, ya akhwan? That's why I always advise my brothers. Ya akhwani billah. Yani, to be in a place teaching knowledge without tarbiyah is just wasting time. Wasting time. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.